Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Harry's?
What's up, fucko?
Yo! What's up, fuckos? What up?
How we living?
So, not bad. We should be in London right now, though.
Man, they couldn't have gotten a worse game, huh?
Who are they playing? I forget.
The Wizards.
Washington. Oh, the Wizards. Oh, wow.
Yeah. John Wall was.
The four London Knights.
Yeah. Yeah, not a good one. Poor Ennis couldn't make it over there.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like you just can't go to Europe in general. I thought like it was like just strictly Turkey.
I mean, they could have assassins or whatever hitmen, you know, anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, so
I guess feel less safe over there and. I was talking to a couple people about it because I think of England as very similar to us and very much like us. But I was talking to a few people and they also agree. They think if something were to happen to him, it's easier in London than it would be here. So
probably
a good role. The people that do hate him over there really, really hate him.
He's not like he's not untouchable by any means. They can get to so many other people besides just like a regular basketball player from America. He's definitely gettable for sure.
Well, he hasn't talked to his parents in what like 3 years or something like that. Like his parents are afraid to talk to him because you know they fear their lives, and then the other way around. So that's horrible. Can you imagine just not being able to talk to your folks for like 3 years? You know, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then
Turkey's a crazy spot.
And then Trump's like praising, I can't pronounce his name, the dictator over there.
Erdogan.
Erdogan. Yeah. So he just tweeted about him the other day saying some shit, praising, I don't know. And then you got Hito Turkoglu, who's like, this guy's like hitman or something like that, or like his bodyguard or some shit, supporting. Erdogan, whatever his name is. It's crazy. Real life shit, you know what I mean? Like,
how about, you know, in better news, are you ready for Tom Brady and the Patriots' reign to be over this Sunday during the Arctic Blast?
Yeah! You think so?
You ready to count him out?
I think it's tough, man. I was all down with it. I thought KC was definitely going to take it until I saw the forecast where they're saying it's legit going to be like 10 degrees at the highest and probably below zero. You know, I think that definitely favors New England. I don't know how well the Kansas City's like high flying offense will do in that. So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. The over under hasn't really changed though since the forecast came out. So Vegas obviously doesn't think it's going to affect them too much, but. I don't know, man. It's always tough to bet against the Pats, obviously.
What is the line right now?
I think it's 3.
3.
The over-under is like 57. I think it dropped to 55, actually, when the forecast, like a lot of people are taking the under.
Yeah.
But it's not going down like a lot. It's just a couple points at the moment.
Right. I mean, Kansas City, didn't the last time they played in KC, which was earlier this season, I think Pats won 43-40. It was a crazy game. But wasn't it like freezing cold? Wasn't it freezing cold then?
That was in New England. That was in New England, though.
Oh, yeah. That was in New
England.
You're
right, though. That was the score. Yeah, it was the Sunday night game.
Right, right. And it was freezing that day. It was like, it was earlier in the season, but it was really cold. So it should be a fun one.
Yeah, they couldn't stop Tyreek, but I have a feeling like I don't think Belichick will let him take over like he did that game.
Right,
I'm sure they'll have some like plan for him.
I don't know. When I run the game through my head, like I don't know how. Like the Patriots just don't have the defensive players that would that I think are that are skilled enough to stop Kansas City's offense. I just don't see anybody stopping running back Hill or Kelce. But then again, like, we're giving Bill Belichick a number of days to come up with a game plan and scheme. I don't know. I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means that the Chiefs win the game.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think we'll have a better read on the game if we break into three Alicia Court and run another Madden? Another bad simulation and just bet on it. Remember, we used to do that. You
I think
watch
about
the game and bet on it.
I think about that all the time. Every time there's like a one of these low scoring games, the Jaguars, like half of their games this season, where it was like 6-0 or 6-3, because that's all the simulation games would be, right? Like, we would do a snow game, like the two best teams, and then it would be like 6-3. It'd be horrible. It'd be like the worst game to watch.
Yeah, it'd be 6-3, and then the guy would hit like an 80-yard field goal to win the game at the end. This makes sense.
Yeah. That was.
How do you guys see the game going?
I think it's.
What did you say?
How do you see the game going? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be a lot. I think they're just going to be kind of feeling each other out in the first like half. Probably it's going to be very low scoring, and at the end. I think Brady kind of knows that this is his probably last hurrah. I think Gronk is done after this year. This is, I think, really like this is the final year for them to win it all with the core that they have right now in New England. So I think obviously they're gonna put it all going forward, man. But I don't know, man. I have no idea who I would take. It's so tough to bet on this game.
I'm going KC. I think it's going to be exactly that, like KC by 3 or 2 or 4 or some shit. Vegas is always pretty close. And I think it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be high scoring. You know, maybe in the 30s, maybe in the 40s, but I think KC by 3. It's going to be a fun game, you know, really gut it out. You know, the one thing that the Pats do have, at least on defense, is their secondary is pretty good. McCourty and Chung, and I'm probably missing someone else.
Chung.
Yeah. But
Gilmore.
Yeah, they have a really good secondary. So that's gonna be interesting, you know, like Hill and Kelce and all these guys going up against them. But you got Patrick Mahal of Fame, behind center, you know.
He's tough. He's definitely tough to bet against. I don't know, what is it like between Reed? His record in these type of games, and the Chiefs, I think now, you know, after they beat Indy or whatever, they're like 2-11 in their last 13 games. I know you can't base a lot of stuff on that, but like those two stats between Reed and the Chiefs in general are just like they're pretty hard to overlook, especially when you're comparing it to New England.
Yeah, nothing.
So here's
yeah, you go ahead, Juice.
I think the Patriots get the ball first. And then I think they score first. And then I think they're just going to control the clock. Like, if they get a stop, they're going to kill the clock with Sony Michel and these little dink and dunk passes to Edelman. And I think they're just going to burn the clock. Because if you keep Mahomes off the field, like, that's the whole game for them.
Yeah, so that's what they'll do. Exactly.
I think Belichick, I think he's been planning for them for a little bit. I'm going to say the Patriots win the game. I would love to see Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Like, he's awesome. He's like what watching like Giannis or watching like Steph Curry. Like, one of the more popular players. Like watching him is like fun. I would love to see it. I would be happy if it happened. But I think the Patriots are going to win the game. I think the Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. For my final call, I'm going to go Patriots in a close one, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, so we all agree a close one. Nothing will surprise me, though. It could be Pats by 3, Chiefs by 3. But, yeah, I mean, Mahomes, that's a good comparison. You know, I've heard that before. Like, he's like the Steph Curry of the league. Even though he's not like, I mean, he's not like crazy undersized or anything like that, is he? I mean, he's like a normal sized quarterback.
Yeah, right.
No, the comparison is just solely on he's a guy that fans root for. He's fun for like little kids to watch. Like when you see little kids on the street, I could see them all having like by next year having Pat Mahomes jerseys. Kind of like how every little kid has a Steph Curry jersey.
Yeah.
Or maybe like 2 years ago, every little kid had an Odell Beckham jersey and they were practicing one-handed catches. He's just like he's somebody that makes the sport fun and easy to watch. Unfortunately, the people running the NFL are idiots and they don't know how to market that. But,
I've heard it since I was in like 7th grade.
And so. He's got the voice.
Yeah.
Kermit. Yeah, that should be like, that should be such a big part of his marketing, his voice. Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised they have, maybe they do it in like locally in Kansas City and he has like commercials out there, but I don't know. I feel like nationally that should be taken advantage of like so much more.
Yeah, he's like, what is it, Kermit the Frog meets Ed Orgeron? You know?
Yeah. There's like so much you could do with all that. So yeah. Hopefully during like the Super Bowl or something that becomes like another big thing or something.
And he's just so fun to watch. He's so charismatic and confident, you know what I mean? He just breathes fucking confidence, you know? Like I seen him on the sideline talking to Andy Reid, like I know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's not like arrogance where you'd be like, oh, this guy is like a cocky douche. Like,
yeah.
I don't look at him like that at all. Like, it's just like straight up confidence, and it's he's definitely easy to like.
Oh yeah, big time. What about the other game? I think we got the best four teams in the league. Can you guys agree on that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And what do they all do very, very well?
Throw the ball.
Yeah, throw the ball, just offense in general. I think they're actually statistically the top four offenses in the league or highest scoring offenses in the league. I don't know if I might be off on that, but yeah, offense, man, offensive league.
Yep, offense and probably four of like the top five to six coaches in the league too.
Yep, and the best
outside of like maybe. Yeah.
Some of the best quarterbacks, except for Jared Gosling. He kind of regressed a little bit this year.
For this game, I mean, New Orleans, home field, they smoked them when they played, the middle of the year, I think like week 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I know Marcus Peters has been talking, I think, like after that game, how he was calling out Peyton, saying, we'll be back, we'll see you soon, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think he should be very careful what he's talking about, because first of all, he's been terrible all year, and I don't think the Saints or offense really want to rile up. Peyton's going to come after him crazy.
You guys seen that interview he had like in the middle of the season? He's like, yeah, like they gonna see me or like something like that. Like, do you ever hear that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, when he was like. Then we can have some nice gumbo shrimp after. But
yeah, it was fun.
I don't know, man. Also, he hasn't been playing well for like a really long time now.
I know.
So they're gonna have to score a lot of points to keep up with them. I just don't see it happening. I think Gurley's banged up, even though Anderson's been playing well, helping him out, running the ball. But give me Breeze by at least 10 at home, make it to the Super Bowl.
Juice, what do you think?
I think it's the Mercedes-Benz Dome, right? It's the Superdome, right? I think it's going to be loud as it's going to be so loud. The crowd is going to be crazy. I think even though Drew Brees has the Super Bowl, feels like he doesn't. I don't know why. Maybe it's so long. I think he won it
over 10 years ago. 2009
or 10, yeah, but it feels like he doesn't have one. I don't know. I think also I agree with Paul. I think Todd Gurley, something's up with him. Like he doesn't look the same.
Like at CJ,
I've been rooting for the Rams all year. I'm going to be rooting for the Rams in this game, but I got to go with Paul. I think the Saints are just going to. I think their defense is playing better. I think the Saints are going to do it. I think they're going to win. And Michael Thomas is the best wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's on fire. I think it's actually going to be a low scoring game because I think these are two of the best defenses, right, in the league, or definitely top five.
They're up there. I mean, New Orleans defense has been playing really well lately, and I feel like in the playoffs they step it up a ton. I mean, that the crowd obviously helps them out a lot. Goff, he hasn't dealt really with a crowd like this in the playoff atmosphere ever. You know, obviously being so young,
yeah.
So I think he's going to be shocked. You know, I mean, I'm taking Breeze over Goff every day of the week. And even though McVay, you know, he's like the hot name, you know, the league currently.
Yeah.
Peyton's been doing this for, you know, decades. He's been through it. And, you know, I take his coaching over him as well.
Yeah. Is it Saints minus -5? Are they 3-point favorites as well?
I think it was up.
I mean, minus -3, not 5. Or... I don't know why I said 5. 3. Yeah, minus -3.
Is it still 3? I saw a couple books that may have jumped up, but yeah, I know it opened around 3, 3.5.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that. Yeah, I mean,
if the Rams won, wouldn't it be ironic that, like, if we're saying the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl, and then the Rams end up winning, and they play each other, it would be ironic because, like, 18 years ago, I think I was a sophomore in high school. 18 years ago, this was the Super Bowl matchup where the Patriots started everything, you know? And I think, this was, like, his last run in the Super Bowl, or his last Super Bowl game. It would be ironic that they would play the Rams to, like, end it off.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope
that doesn't happen, but I could definitely see that happening. And, you know, the whole storyline going into, like, you know, the week leading up to it, they'll just be showing replays of that the whole time. And how both franchises have, like, you know, the different turns that they've had over the years.
And McVay being the new Belichick, and, like, there's so much more.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
ton of that. I mean,
I could definitely see that.
I think the Saints, I think they beat the Rams. I think it's a tight game, whether it's, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever. And I think it's low scoring. I'm not going to bet any of these games, for the record, but I would take the under in that NFC game. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, that would be cool if the Saints won and Breeze gets to, you know, win, and then maybe he retires, kind of like how Peyton did it, right? He won his second Super Bowl and then just, you know, retired on top, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening.
Yeah, but I feel like he's so desperate, like Josh was saying, to get that second ring feel validated as, like, you know, he obviously is an all-time great, but a lot of people, I feel like he's not looked at as, like...
He's a compiler.
Like, he's playing in the dome, he plays in great weather a lot of the time. He's always had weapons around
him.
Puts
up crazy stats.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he doesn't get the respect that, like, a Peyton gets. I mean, it's obviously really hard to get the respect that Peyton gets or Brady, but I feel like, in a way,
he doesn't even get underrated. He doesn't even get the respect that, like, Aaron Rodgers gets, which I think. So I have him higher than Aaron Rodgers on my, like, list of all-time quarterbacks. But the way people talk about Aaron Rodgers is like they're not even on, like, the same at the same level. It's bizarre to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why people are so, like, thinking of him as, like, the GOAT. Like, first of all, he doesn't seem like a likable dude at all. So, like, you think that would hurt his, you know, his points a little bit, but no, man, like, so many people really, like, a lot of media talking heads and just people in general, they think he's, like, it's not even a discussion that he's better than Brady. I never got that at all.
No. Well, he's another one. He's going to need to win two, or he's going to get shit for it from the Skip Baylesses of the world and whatnot. But I think everyone with Rodgers, they're looking at the overall skill set. That's mainly what they're looking at, not the success on the field, so to speak.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I hope it's Saints Chiefs. You know, you got, you know, those two quarterbacks and the storylines. Andy Reid maybe getting his first. That'd be cool to see the Walrus, you know, get a chip. You know,
if we get Patriots Saints, these quarterbacks are making me feel young, man.
Holy crap! Yeah, they're both in their 40s. And Brady, I think I was texting with you guys yesterday. I didn't realize he's that active on his Instagram. I don't know. I kind of like it just because, like, I feel like he's too serious. But, like, after looking at his Instagram, it's like, all right, this guy, you know, he loosens up a little bit. You know, he likes to, you know, he seems, like, not so
serious. Did he wish you a happy birthday?
No, he did not.
right, whatever.
Whatever. Should we move on to the NBA, fellas?
Well, hold on.
We're still okay.
Forgetting one important NFL transaction that happened since our last pod.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk about that. How Adam Gase plus Greg Williams plus Sam Darnold equals Super Bowls?
Sure. Yes. All right. So obviously we've talked about it a lot. I'm cool with the hire now. The initial shock wore off because I did not want it to happen. So I pretty much talked myself into it for the past like 2 days or whatever. In the press conference. Threw me off because he looked like a total fucking psycho.
He looked like crazy eyed killer.
Yeah, I mean, it was insane. I was watching it live. I was just like what is going on?
I know.
I was like, this guy is gonna be a meme for the next like decade. But then I heard him, like, he was clearly so nervous. You know, he's not comfortable doing that, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
He was fine on all of his interviews after, you know, on camera or on the radio. So I mean, you know, it's a different breed, man. They said there was just like, it was like a movie theater, just like rows and rows of cameras. And
yeah.
The flashing.
I can imagine.
I mean, he was obviously tweaking out on like some nervous twitch or whatever. But I just hope for him that, you know, he's just not. This is not what he's remembered for going forward.
Well, he doesn't have the hat.
He
doesn't have the hat on either, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're so used to him wearing that hat. So when he took, you know, with him right. Without the hat, he looks like a completely different person without the hat. Completely different.
Yeah, he looks like Putin and like Prince Charles had a kid together.
Yeah.
Like he. Did he acknowledge
why he looked like that? Like, what the hell? That was one of the more bizarre things I've ever seen. Like, he got up there. I understand you're nervous or whatnot, but he was like, his eyes were like wide open, and then he was like looking around the room and then looking at the sky, looking for the whole thing was bizarre. Did he know like everyone's talking about this?
I don't know if they trained him like what to do, like where to look, like just look straight ahead, don't be looking at all the other cameras, like focus on this one camera. Obviously they didn't really do like too well with the PR thing with him, just to throw him out there like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know, man. It's you know, typical Jets. I hire a new coach, and he becomes like a cocaine meme all over Twitter. That's what we get.
Well, it's so funny because Stephen A., he like legit like accused him of like being on blow. Like he was like dead ass serious about it. I'm just like,
yeah, he can't be doing that.
Come on, I mean, like really? Like he's such a clown. But yeah, I think he was just nervous, and he's not used to having the hat off, and. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to take in, like, you know, so whatever.
Yeah,
I feel bad, but hopefully he just shuts everyone up and wins some games, you know. And then Greg Williams,
I think big boy,
a great hire for Sam Darnold. Like, he's going to make him
like
really shine.
That's the most important part. That's it. We needed a quarterback. A coach who's going to groom the quarterback, and he's. I mean, he's worked with Peyton. He's worked with Tebow. He's worked with Jay Cutler. But he's elevated all of these guys, you know, so I'm optimistic about it. And then Greg Williams, they got the psychopath Greg Williams, so, you know, that's always good. And it seems like the players are happy about it. Like, Jamal's happy about it, so that's kind of all that matters. Darren Lee's happy about it.
Oh, yeah. This is probably, like, our best coaching staff probably since probably the Parcells era, actually. Like, those 2 years, probably.
Yeah.
Honestly. So, yeah, I mean, there's reason to be excited. Got a lot of money. I think Le'Veon will be here. And then, you know, as we get closer to the draft, we'll talk about our who we want with the Giants and the Jets, because they're obviously going to have a big part in the draft. So, we'll see.
Yeah, the draft will be fun again this year. But we'll talk about that, you know, on future pods and stuff. And
sure.
Sure. NBA, guys. I mean, where do you even start?
Wow. Shit. Well, not
James
last
Hart?
Night, because I think... Not last night, because every game was like a 50-point blowout. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, those scores were crazy last night.
Yeah, I woke up, I saw the scores. I was like, what the hell happened? It was like a Globetrotter versus, like, you know, Washington Generals for, like, every game.
Yeah. It was pretty bizarre.
Not like, I think, like, specific lack of defense, I think the game changed with the rule changes. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Not be setting the shot clock and just like the whole pace, everything has changed.
Oh yeah, it's, that rule, yeah, the 13-second.
It's just a different game. Like, I don't necessarily. Like, yeah, they should be playing better defense, and I think we'll see the game slow down a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just like the pace of the game is just different.
Yeah, guys.
Let's give a shout out to all those Brooklyn Nets fans out there that are enjoying this revival from Kenny Atkinson.
Yeah. Congrats.
They're on fire.
Brooklyn Nets. Mr. Brooklyn. Don't they have two picks in the first round this year as well?
Yeah, they do.
They do, right?
They
also have the Knicks pick, too, which is like a first round pick, too.
They have their pick, they have Denver's pick.
How do they have a Knicks pick?
So they pretty much have like, they have, I don't know, but they have the Knicks second round pick. I'm almost positive.
How'd that happen?
It was some like trade with the Knicks. The Knicks did it with some other team that then traded it with Brooklyn. So it was like,
interesting.
Knicks pick, but they really didn't do it with them directly. So
interesting. I think they have a legit shot.
It's a good pick to have.
I think they have a legit shot at a free agent. I think like I could see Jimmy Butler going there. First off, he wanted to be traded there. When he had the three teams, what was it? The Nets, the Knicks, and the Clippers. And
I don't think Adam will approve that.
No,
I don't think he wants that. No. I don't know, man. I wouldn't want Butler.
Yeah, I mean,
I could see Kawhi going there.
It sounds like Kawhi wants to be in LA. I think Kawhi's a Clipper. I think that's like a foregone conclusion.
Gonna stay in Toronto.
You think so? I mean, he's from the Inland Empire in LA. Like he's, you know, I think that's where he wants to be. Played at San Diego State. That's gonna be interesting. I mean, this summer is gonna be absolutely insane. I mean, insane. a lot of emotions are gonna be happening. We're either gonna be devastated or on top of the world, right? I mean, as Knicks fans,
right?
But yeah, I don't know. I think the Nets. I mean, the future's looking pretty bright. Deloading D'Angelo Russell. I mean, he's looking real good. Do you think he makes the All-Star team? Is he that good? I haven't checked his stats, but he's been killing it lately. I know that.
I don't know if he'll make the All-Star team, but he's been doing very well. They're currently, I think they're the seventh seed right now. If I'm not.
Yeah, I think.
So I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I I don't hate the Nets. You know, I just all the best. But yeah, I mean, it's looking, they got some players. They got two good point guards. I think Jared Allen's a stud. I think he's a keeper. And then they got some like good role players, so bunch of Euros.
Yeah, Atkinson's a good coach, man. He's legit.
Yeah.
He's a junkie, basketball junkie.
We'll have
they have Atkinson's very good. Sean Marks, the GM, and I think he's the president as well. He's doing a fantastic job of just like being patient and dealing with. I think this will be the first year that they're finally out of that terrible trade where they gave every pick they had to Boston.
Right.
They really got really lucky that Caris LeVert, his injury wasn't as devastating as it looked. He's going to be back, I think, at the end of this month.
I keep forgetting about him.
They're only going to get better.
Yeah. I keep forgetting about LeVert. Wow, yeah. So they got him coming back. They got a team, man. And I like watching them just because I love Ian Eagle. He's my favorite play-by-play guy, maybe in all of sports, because he does football.
The voice is good.
What's up?
I said his voice is the voice of God.
Yeah, I love Ian Eagle. Yeah, shouts to Ian Eagle. And you know what? We need to have Adam at some point. You know, we got to have him. He's the biggest Nets fan out there. Shouts
for
to
sure.
Adam Arecchio. And Mike Arecchio, another Nets fan. And Ryan Allison.
And Ryan. Yeah. Don't forget about Ryan. Yeah,
yep.
We know
a bunch of Nets fans. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Rio too. I bet Rio's a Nets fan now too.
Shouts to Rio. Oh, Lauren Hilbron. we know a ton.
But I think it all depends. I think the first chip that falls is like, where's Kevin Durant going to go? If he stays then it's the next guy, and I guess that guy would be what Kawhi Leonard's going to do. But if, say, like, Kawhi Leonard goes to L.A. or, Kevin Durant comes to New York, I still think Brooklyn will get somebody. I could see them, honestly, paying, like, a max contract to Kemba Walker, and Kemba Walker becomes the king of Brooklyn and comes here and lights it up, you know?
But they got two good point guards already. Somebody. They got two good point guards
yeah,
already.
That's why when I mentioned Kyrie before, I was thinking, I was like, you know what? They already have, like, they would have to trade.
It's locked in.
That they would have to make a couple moves,
But I think, like, they're one of these teams that you just collect assets. It's been so many years since you guys have, like, a star player, a franchise player, that you just, like, get them in and then you figure it out. Maybe you trade D'Angelo Russell. Or, you know, like, you can always figure it out later after the fact. But I think they're going to get somebody.
Yeah, I think it's Jimmy.
So would you put Atkinson as coach of the year right now, or somebody different?
Depends how it plays out.
Oh. I mean, you got Brendan Malone. He's the coach in Denver right now.
Right.
If they continue on their hot run, he's got to be under consideration. I think Oklahoma City, his name is
Billy Donovan.
I think he's finally doing a good job with that OKC team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to pick a team where the team, like, overachieves, like, really does a great job. So, yeah, if the Brooklyn Nets can be the sixth seed, I would give it to him. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or Doc. I think Doc Rivers has done a good job so far. You know? I mean, you know, Clippers are one of those sleeper teams, I think. It's too early to tell.
The Bucks finished with the one seed. You got Budenholzer.
Oh, yeah. Budenholzer. Yep. That's a good one, too. I think there's all this speculation with Jimmy Butler, and is he getting along with the players and Brett Brown and whatnot. It seems like him and Embiid are getting along. Embiid had that Instagram post last night. Did you guys see that? When he's trolling the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy commented laughing and stuff like that. So, I don't know. It's too early to speculate, but I could see a Jimmy Butler going to the Nets. So then you got D'Angelo Russell, Dinwiddie, Butler, Jared Allen, and then who's like their... Oh, and then Caris LeVert.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good squad.
Yeah. LeVert, you still got Rondé, you got Caruso. Yep. So, you got a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, bunch of Euros. I think they have a Latvian on their team, too. Didn't they draft a Latvian? That's why we need Adam.
Yeah, Caruso. Yeah.
Oh, Caruso or whatever? I'm probably butchering.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, did I get it? Caruso?
I'm almost positive it's Caruso, yeah.
Something like that.
Caruso!
Cool. It's nice to talk Nets basketball a little bit, you know? We haven't really...
I will say that. If Adam Arecchio goes on Twitter and tweets that the Brooklyn Nets have the best Latvian player in New York, I will unfollow him immediately.
Put him in a body bag.
Forever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now, speaking of KP, these reports are saying, like, he wants to come back this year, but the Knicks won't let him.
They won't let him or something.
Do you buy that? Do you agree with it? And do you think that's the right thing?
Juice, you go first on that.
It's really tough because they're doing everything right now perfectly for the tank. Like, if everything just plays out and we get to the end of the season as is, we will end up with a top two or three pick. I know that. I think, listen, KP, Kristaps has to understand that us tanking is going to help him out. I know he wants to get out there. I don't know, man. Someone that big coming off that injury, I think I would let him come back maybe the last week of the season just to play 15 minutes to see him run up and down the court.
Yeah.
Just to get his stamina up. I don't think he should be playing.
Yeah, I agree. It sucks. I mean, I can't imagine how bad that feels. It's been almost a year now since he's been on the court, and it's got to be really tough, not only physically but mentally. You know, he loves the game so much, so it sucks. It's tough. I want to see him play so bad, especially with Knox and, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's they're tanking so gracefully right now, and why ruin that? Because you add him, bring him back, even if he's, you know, half of himself, they're still gonna win some games. But yeah, I agree.
It's not even tanking. We're also used to saying tanking, but it's not really tanking, right? Like, they're just rolling out young guys who are all 18, or they're 19, 20, like early 20s.
Right.
And they're just not good. They're not good enough yet. None of them is a superstar yet. So they're going up against these, you know, teams, and they're playing tough. Like, the games, some of the games are close at the end. I went to the Philadelphia game. Like, they were down 26 in the first quarter. They battled back. They ended up losing 3 points. At one point, they were tied, or they went up by.
Yeah.
No, they were tied. Yeah, they didn't go up, but they're busting their ass, and they're still losing the game. So, I mean, that's what you want, right?
Yeah.
And you have, like, Knox score 31 points. Like, that's development. That's great.
Yeah, Knox has been.
Good for the culture. For the culture.
Yeah, Knox has made. He's made the tank watchable, is seeing our first round pick, you know, just killing it. And he's only 19 years old. It's just incredible, man. It's great to see. And then they got some other young pieces. I think this trade rumor was completely created by Bill Simmons. And for some reason, Bleacher Report and other outlets are just like running with it. You know, the trade with the Mavericks.
That won't happen.
It won't.
That's old.
Yeah.
That's old.
Was it Timmy
That's
and
old
Frank?
Bullshit. No.
Timmy and Frank for Dennis Smith Jr. and Wesley Matthews, which is exactly the trade that Bill Simmons has been preaching like for like a month now. And give me a break.
That won't happen.
That won't happen. Dennis Smith Jr., I mean, it hasn't really looked. I see the potential, but I don't know. I don't know how valuable he is. And I mean, if we can have him and Frank on the same team, I'm for it. But I don't want to do like a swap.
Yeah, he's kind of redundant to. I don't think Burke and Moutier are long term pieces, but he's kind of that type of player. He's kind of like a Chuck to me. He's not a good all around point guard.
Right, right.
Kind of. I don't think I'd even really. I wouldn't even want him right now. So
no.
Can we talk about this run that James Harden is on right now?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, the MVP race is going to be crazy, obviously, between him, Greek, and my man, the Joker, on Denver. Between those three, maybe I'm missing someone, but I think the MVP. Kawhi's up there, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like the MVP race is really going to come down to, like, the last, like, couple weeks of the year.
If he keeps this up,
I mean, or even remotely close to it, No one's touching him with that.
Even if Giannis,
especially with all the injuries that they have too.
Even if Giannis doesn't fall off, like if Giannis stays where he's at, I think he's averaging what, like 30. I think he's averaging over 10 rebounds, what, like 12 rebounds, and then like I forget what.
I still go Harden.
Yeah.
I think he's playing in a tougher. Obviously, it's a tougher conference. He doesn't have as much around him. And he's putting up like what? Like it's like 45, 15, and like 15, like routinely. It's insane.
I'll
be the first to admit, like I've never, like I'm not a big James Harden fan because I'm one of these types that I think like he travels a lot and referees swallow the whistle and he kind of lulls everyone to sleep and then he gets to the line and he flops a lot and draws these bogus fouls. But I gotta admit, man, Chris Paul going down, and then they lose Carmelo, and then now like Clint Capella's going down. In the first game, Clint Capella goes down, they got two drops, 57 points. Like he's carried that team, but it doesn't feel like he's hogging the ball too. Like he's still making the other guys better.
Yeah.
And I gotta give him credit. Like right now, I think he's the MVP.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, he's one of these guys that I think we would have loved, like when we were younger, like growing up, like when we were watching like N1 mixtape and we were into street ball and that whole thing. Because he is like, he really is like the ultimate street ball player. Like it's like he's on like playing at the Rucker like every game, you know, with the pull ups and he's breaking ankles and just he's crazy. And I know
imagine,
a lot of what's up?
Imagine us playing 21 at West Nyack when we're like 12 years old with the fake beards on, imitating artists.
Exactly. Big beards and like, you know, just doing all his little manner, you know, the flops. Like, think about the whole flop thing too, right? Like, that wasn't really like a thing when we were growing up. Now it's kind of like a thing, and he's like the master at it. Dwayne Wade was pretty good at it. I'm trying to think who else.
Really good. Really good shot. Really good flopper. Really good Euro step. His arms are lengthy. Like when he's really long. Like, and he's got a weird body. Like, a real long, but he's like jacked and long. It's weird.
He's wiry. Like, he's wiry.
Yeah, he's not like a Brandon Ingram where he's just like the, you know, the slender man. But,
yeah.
But yeah, man, like I'll give it to James Harden right now. He's like, I saw something the other day where like I was looking at, I forgot what the stat was, but like it was two names up there. It was him and Wilt Chamberlain. I feel like if you're in the same like record, going for the same record numbers as Wilt Chamberlain, like that's historic.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so I guess
they went from the 14th seed all the way up to 4. That's incredible. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
In the West.
Yeah.
He's the classic, though, do it in the playoffs. You know, like, he's the classic player. Like, he does. He has to get over the hump and get them to the finals, or else he's just going to be a compiler or, you know, one of those type of guys. So, should be interesting. What's going on with LeBron? This groin injury, like, what is this? Is he really hurt, or is he just like sort of hurt, and he's just like, I'm just gonna rest.
I think if it was like the playoffs, he would have been back like a week ago. I think.
Right.
I feel like almost it's like he wants to see this team play with all the young guys, like from the bench, and really observe what's going on, and then like go in there and like make a bunch of changes. I think he really wants to see like which young guys are worth keeping around. And how to like tinker with the team, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's almost being like a coach right now, like a GM type, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think he could play, but he's just really just scouting everything out. He probably knows he'll, you know, he can turn it on when he comes back in a lot of time. You know, make it to the playoffs or whatever. But getting the team right in general is probably like more important. So.
I'm gonna disagree. I think he's very conscious of like all the stats and legacy, and he wants to make sure that when it's all said and done, like, he's number one and everything. I think groin injuries just suck. Like, he can easily...
Oh, yeah, they're tricky.
Hurt it, for sure. Tear it, you do anything. So I think they're just being... I think they're being precautious. Because I know...
You're taking precautionary measures, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be a feather in the cap if he dragged that carcass of a team to the playoffs. Like, that'd be pretty... special for him. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I always thought you should have punted this year. Take a year off, rest your body, go film Space Jam 2, and then come back next year when you sign Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis or whatever, you know, they're going to end up doing.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? Kendall Jenner is trying to get, I guess, Ben Simmons over to L.A.
Really?
Eventually.
But, like, how do the two of them coexist? I just don't. Ben Simmons and LeBron.
That would be such a bad fit together.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's good for like a maybe like I think they played. Didn't they play together at like Brickley's gym at the Lifetime? You know, like the summer pickup games. They might have played together. Like that, it could work good in that situation. But on a day to day like regular season, they both need the ball. Like
I guess if you put like 8 Kyle Korvers around them, they could make it work, but
right.
I don't know. I feel like they're like kind of redundant together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you're starting to see a lot of these players are kind of just like, eh. Like Kuzma, he's the real deal. I think he's like a legit player.
Yeah.
Lonzo's a good role player. I don't think he'll ever be like the guy or anything. He's like a good role player. And then Ingram, I don't know. I mean, he might just be like an Andrew Wiggins type, you know?
I just don't think he likes basketball like as much as like you need to be like a star. He seems so laid back and I don't know, like he's really not into it. Maybe that's just the way he looks.
He looks like his high as hell
all the time.
Yeah,
you know, but I don't know. He kind of plays like soft. Yeah, he's a good comparison with Wiggins. you're like waiting for him to put it together, and you're hoping, and you know, I like to call it the permanent potential. He seems like he's one of those guys.
That's a good way of putting it. So I don't know. I think LeBron. I mean, he'll be back eventually. They'll be in the playoffs. It's just a matter of, you know, where they'll go, and then yeah. I mean, whether it's AD or you know, one of these trades is going to happen.
What about the opposite end of the spectrum? If you're a Boston Celtics fan, do you worry?
I think
they. Oh my God! Yeah, I think that team is.
Oh my God!
They're close to just like really, really just blowing up. Like something's gonna happen. Like Smart's gonna like choke out Brad Stevens in practice or something. Or Kyrie's just gonna go AWOL. I don't know. I don't think Brad Stevens. You know, he's had a really easy so far. And obviously, it's how tough the NBA is with a lot of personalities, dudes that want to get paid, minutes to go around, points to go around. It's not easy dealing with all that. So he's gonna have to really, you know, be assertive with that. And I don't know if like he could be like that respected in the locker room. Obviously, because the way he looks, he's so young, and he doesn't have the experience like in the NBA for this long of a time. So I thought they made a mistake keeping all these guys. I think they should have made a trade with like a few picks and either like Tatum, Brown, Rozier to get like another star.
Yeah.
And they kept them all. They kept all the picks. They kept all these guys, even though Rozier's going to leave. You know, Brown, he shelled himself. Like he barely, you know, barely cracks double figures half the time. It's just not a good combo with all that stuff that they have up there.
And they had three picks, three first rounders this year, too.
Yeah, where the hell are they gonna go? You can only have 15 guys on your roster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have to trade them. It's so I don't know. I think Ainge got a little too cocky with everything.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they're really they're struggling, and now like I don't know, Kyrie Irving is like speaking out and criticizing the team. Like he talks about leadership, but it sounds like he doesn't have any. Like, he doesn't know how to be a leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to be, but he wants to, but it's just not. It's not natural for him. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, I feel the same way. It's not natural.
It's like forced, yeah.
And
Do you see him stay? Is he really going to stay and be a Boston Celtic, or is he going to bounce?
I thought about it. I'd say no. Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, we were talking about it last night, and I think if he never made that announcement, you know, to the home crowd in the beginning of the season, I think 100% we'd be saying he's gone. He's definitely gone. But the fact that he said that, he's leaving some hope for it. But, you know, there's all the rumors swirling that he's fascinated with, you know, with the zinger, with KP, like loves him. Like, do the Celtics have a player like that? They don't. So,
they're all kind of like,
at the same level, yeah. Like Tatum's going to be good, but the Knicks have Knox. You know what I mean? Like, and they could have Durant. Right. They could have KP. KP. You know, they're going to have KP coming back. They could potentially have Zion or, Barrett or you know, one of these guys. Now, if there's you know Ja Morant
Where is Ja?
We need Ja Morant.
Is it J.A. Morant? Is it J.A. Morant or Ja? I don't even know.
I think it's Ja. J.A. It could be J.A., you know?
J.A.?
I think it's Ja.
Mm. So what? If he's a Nick, what do we call him? We just call him J.A. Morant?
Ja Rule.
I'm calling him Ja.
No, he's Ja. I'm almost positive it's Ja.
We're gonna find that out.
But he's ridiculous. Well, obviously, leading up to the draft and the tournament and all that, we'll be talking about him a lot.
He's playing for Murray State, right? Like, why did he go to Murray State? Nobody else scouted him.
Yeah, Paul Strader.
It's weird. Murray State. They get like they're really good at finding these guards. Like Cameron Payne, I think, is from Murray State.
He was.
Like Flip Murray is from there. There's like a few like Murray State guards. I don't even know where that cot was. Where is it located?
Kentucky.
Down south or Midwest?
It's in Kentucky.
It's in Murray, Kentucky.
Something like
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you know, down south, I'm sure they get the scraps of like the Kentucky guys.
Yeah, Louisville
Kentucky
guys.
Kentucky really doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, they don't really recruit there. They recruit nationally. So,
he had a lot of issues with academics, too.
That's why I heard.
Yeah, there's always stuff like that. Exactly. Yeah.
So, but who is
he's clearly, you know, he's he definitely, I got to see like what kind of, if he was a big recruit or not, but he has all the measurables, he has everything about him, but yeah, he's a stud.
He had that one dunk, I think last week, that was insane. He's kind of like a Russell Westbrook. I mean, I think there's no one, you know, I think there's only one Russell Westbrook, but if you have to do one player comparison, I mean, Ja's definitely going to be a triple-double type guy, and he's crazy athletic.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his wingspan is, but I think he looks long, like a 6'11", 7-foot wingspan, something like that.
Yeah, definitely up there.
So, listen, if the Knicks don't get any of the Dookies, I mean, I'd be very happy with him. And, you know, I know I'm the big Frank guy and blah, blah, blah. I'm cool with Frank being, like, a really good backup point guard or something. Like, just a really good role player. That's all I want him to be. I know he's not going to be a star, so whatever.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah. So, should we talk about some shows that we're liking?
Sure. Black Monday?
So you finally watched Black Monday. They have the pilot out there.
Oh, yeah. What's sick? Oh, my God. It was awesome. It felt like... It was quick. Obviously, it's like, what, 35 minutes? But
35, yeah.
It was so, like, there was just so much action. Like, it was just, like, it's quick. The conference, like, everything is just so fast-paced about it. You feel like, you know, it's like a two-hour, like show because there's just so much going on in it.
Yeah.
Like, so quick. Yeah. I loved it.
I loved it. It's like, I mean, you got to compare it, obviously, to, like, Wolf of Wall Street and regular Wall Street. Wolf of Wall Street was pretty exaggerated, but I read the book. I mean, it was pretty accurate. I mean, that guy was that crazy, and that firm was that crazy. But Black Monday is almost like an exaggerated version of 80s Wall Street. Like, they're talking so loosely and doing cocaine so, like, openly and loosely in that show.
Yeah.
It's like, really? So, Seth Rogen and I think someone else
like,
is behind
it's like
it.
It's like almost like a parody. Yeah, it's almost like a parody, but
it's
still, like, believable. Like,
I
love it. Don Cheadle is—he's awesome.
He's amazing, and I mean, that's a genius. I think it's a genius idea to cast like you have like this black guy grew up like in the hood. He's got the fro. He's got the different stuff. Because usually in these Wall Street, you know, movies and shows, it's, you know, it's just a typical white guy, white Wall Street guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like how they like mixed it up, and his firm or his company is just—they're so crazy. And then Andrew Reynolds, I love him. You know, he was in Girls and a bunch of other things. And
is that
Regina Hall?
Blair?
What's up?
So that's Blair you're talking about? The guy with the glasses, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Blair.
yeah.
They're making fun of his name. And then Ken Marino, who's playing the Lehman Brothers.
Oh, my God. You fucked your brother.
Yeah, I love how they just like, they bring that up every time.
That's a joke. No, it didn't happen. Oh, my God.
He's like, all right.
So many quotables already.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I get it. It's fine.
Awesome.
And then, obviously, we want to find out who kills themselves in the beginning, who falls into the that crazy car he's got. What is it, like a...
He calls it the Limo-Rari?
The Limo-Rari or something like that. The red Limo-Rari.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for more of it. It's definitely a fun show. I think Seth Rogen and someone else is behind it, so you know the
writing. Yeah, he's a director.
Yeah, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun. But
pretty good.
Should we put a bow on Dannemora? Or I mean, it's a non-fiction.
I mean,
so
it was great. I think we all know the story by now because I'm sure people when they're watching the show. Probably looked it up, knew it. The finale was amazing.
So
it was like perfect length and ended really well. I mean, the acting was just unbelievable. It just got better and better. And shout out to Tilly for winning her award.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette.
Was it Golden Globe? Golden
yeah,
Globe?
Golden
yeah,
Globe.
So,
best actress in the miniseries or something like that.
Definitely deserved it.
Yeah.
She killed that role.
Yeah. Shouts to if you're on
shout out to the North Country. The North Country getting their time to shine for once.
And if you're on Twitter, give Lyle at Lyle's voicemails a follow. It's a great Twitter page. Whoever started that Twitter page, genius.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, pretty good.
and then another drama. True Detective, obviously, had their
We got to talk about True Detective.
Two episode premiere. I watched it again last night because I felt like I had no idea. Like, I was putting stuff together, but
yeah,
the acting is amazing. It shits on season two. It has like that season one feel.
Yes.
So hopefully it ends up as good, and we'll see how it ends.
Yeah, it's.
I thought it was great. I was like thinking about it. It was like hard to go to sleep after because you're like thinking about the 2 hours, what's going on, and the acting is really good. The dolls are from the first season too, right?
Yeah. So, well, I told you guys how I went in like a True Detective wormhole, like on Reddit. Oh my god! If you go on Reddit, it's just
you can't do that. You can't do that. I did that for like season one, like dude, and none of like the theories ever come out right. Like none of them. So,
well,
yeah, don't even, I'm sure some of them will, but like, oh my God, you read so much nonsense in there. It's like, what the fuck?
I know. And you just can't stop. And then they relate it to like past stories, like, you know, like the West Memphis 3 and the Franklin scandal and all this crazy, these crazy stories and pedophile rings. And it's just like, holy shit, it just blows your mind. But yeah, the acting's great. And not even Mahershala Ali, who. And he's just incredible. He's going to have a long, successful career. I think he won a Golden Globe as well for The Green Book, which is amazing. Stephen Dorff, who is Mahershala's partner.
Where have you been?
West. He hasn't been in anything since like 2002, probably. And he's great in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was really
good.
He was
really good. Yeah. Really good.
But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely got the season one feel. And I think they are sort of loosely connected, like... That doll was definitely in the first season. They didn't like point it out as much, but like they showed it in different pictures and like in that first murder in season one, you know, it's actually there. They show it. So it's definitely, I mean, Arkansas and Louisiana aren't that far from each other. And, you know, this
sick
shit.
And it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone.
It's dark.
It's definitely very, very, very slow. It's dark.
Big time.
You're not going to be like crazy entertained the whole time, but it really makes you like watch it like intently.
Yeah. Yeah. And speculate. And yeah, you're right. Like all the crazy theories, like none of them end up coming true. But, you know,
that's part of the show.
Like we're not going to get a lot of answers, but that's kind of like why Nick Pizzolatto does it. It's kind of like real life. Like, you know, I think in season one, something that was, an important quote was like the last episode. He's like, we didn't get them all, but we got our guy or something like that. And that's just kind of like, that's just how it is. You're not going to get everyone, but you know, they'll probably get one of them.
I hope McConaughey makes a cameo somehow, or Woody.
Well, that would be insane. And I don't know how the reaction would be. I think a lot of people would love it. Most people would, but then you'd have the people who are like, oh, it's so corny and shit. Like,
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know how I'd feel about it. Obviously, I would probably love it. I'd bug the fuck out, and because it does seem like it's sort of related to each other, but
right.
But we'll see what happens, and obviously we'll talk about it more and more. I think there's what 6 more episodes, so
maybe Taylor and Axe are the ringleaders behind all this stuff.
Oh yeah, we got that coming back. What, March? Billions?
Yeah. What are you guys, mid-March? Yeah. What are you guys most looking forward to in 2019? I mean, now you're on Billions. We got Game of Thrones.
Well, Thrones, definitely. Thrones, definitely. I mean, True Detective and Game of Thrones are the two I most excited about. And obviously, True Detective will be done soon. Thrones is just going to be incredible. 6 movies. We've never seen anything like that. You know what I mean? So...
Right. Yeah. I gotta catch up. Do I have time to catch up before?
You 100% do. You definitely do. You just gotta dedicate yourself. All you gotta make sure, like, every day you're watching at least, you know, 1 or 2 episodes, right? I mean, it starts in April, right? And there's juice.
But I think it's so good. Like, I could do that. You end up watching more.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Breaking Bad, I finished in like 2.5 weeks, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. And then once football season's over, like on a Sunday, you'll be able to bang out like 6 to 8 of them. You know, like a whole season maybe. Like, it's that good. And I know you'll like it. Because listen, I think the three of us all like similar things, TV wise, and I wasn't into that shit either. You know, I was like, I'm not into that. And it's one of the best shows ever. It's incredible. Like,
yeah,
you definitely have plenty of time. You got at least 3 months. So I did it in 1 month. Yeah, yeah. You could do it. Yeah, you could definitely do it.
For sure.
I think there's a lot for me. That show, there's a lot riding on it. There's a lot of pressure. Like, I don't know if it can really, I don't know if it's possible that it can live up to the hype. Like, if we're going to truly get an ending that, you know, that everybody wants or is happy with.
Right.
But depending on how it ends, like, I don't know. It's going to be up there. But I think for me, it's actually odd. It's way different. I'm actually looking forward to Spider-Man 2. Coming out in July.
I'm so, like, with the Spider-Man, this is, like, what, the third installment? Or is it the second installment? I don't even know anymore. This is the second installment? No, this is the third one, isn't it?
No, this is third.
Yeah, it's just like...
This is the third coming, the cartoon movie, which just...
Oh, right.
Which just released a few months ago, and supposedly that one is the best one.
And it won a Golden... I think it won a Golden Globe.
Spider-Man. Tom Holland. I think he's from the UK.
Yeah, he's some short British kid.
Not the Garfield guy.
No, that was the second installment.
No, that was second installment.
Which apparently wasn't good. This is why
I always get thrown off. I never know which one is like the remake and then the remake of the remake. You know what I mean?
There's too many.
A different actor.
But this.
Yeah, I get confused.
This most recent one though, that kid's in Infinity War. Which is like one of the few Marvel movies I've seen over the years, and which is really good. Shouts to Thanos.
The Irishman. I'm waiting to come out.
Oh yes, yes, The Irishman. Which I was listening to Sebastian Maniscalco on. He was on Howard Stern, and he's actually going to be in that. And he's actually in The Green Book, and he's pretty good. So he's starting to.
Oh nice! I still gotta watch that too.
Flex's acting chops, but yeah, The Irishman, which is gonna have I mean, Pacino, De Niro, Pesci, Carnival, God, who am I missing?
Harvey Keitel.
It's just gonna be heavyweights. So, and that's about Jimmy Hoffa.
He's directing it.
Yeah, The Irishman's supposed to be what, Jimmy Hoffa's whatchamacallit?
I guess the guy
his right hand man or something like that?
Yeah, or something like, yeah. I don't know the whole entire plot, but I read it like a while ago.
Or is it the guy who kills him?
Acting and director.
Or is it?
I think it's the hitman.
Yeah, it's the hitman. It's the guy who apparently kills him, which we still don't know where Jimmy Hoffa is buried. But
they filmed it. They filmed it a lot in like the tri-state area, like especially in the suburbs. They were on, you know, Western Highway. You know, like that, that old garage or mechanic shop, they had like all the old like vintage cars there, and they shut down that road for like, they were doing a lot of filming over
everything
there.
Gets filmed in Rockland thinking, now
yeah
like Tucker, everything
they were doing a ton. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Ray Donovan, yep. Escape from Dannemora a little bit. It's crazy.
Yeah, cheap, so I guess they figure this is good.
Yeah, yeah, so a lot of good stuff, guys.
So what else we got?
Well, we're a little over an hour in. I think we kind of got to everything now.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to eat during the snowstorm?
Swedish meatballs and French onion soup.
Ooh, those are good ones.
Yeah, I need the French onion soup on these cold winter days, because it sounds like this weekend is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I think we got, I feel like it's like three different snowstorms coming through, but, you know, I won't mind on Sunday, you know, just sitting and watching football. I'm thinking some chili. I don't know. Gotta talk to the wife.
Yeah, chili's a good way.
Chili,
yep.
Chili's always
a good one.
Hell
yeah.
Put that in the crock pot, let it marinate. Boom.
Nice.
A little cheese, sour cream, hot sauce. How you doing?
What
about you, Juice?
I might do, it might be burger time. Make my own burger station.
That was good.
You have a burger station?
Burger station, everyone.
Okay. Okay. Nice.
Okay. You're gonna have your Belichick hoodie on? I know you're rooting for them, you little slimy bastard.
Yeah, you definitely
are. Listen,
love greatness. I would love to see Tom Brady sixth ring. I love it. Be titled Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Hey, if that makes him retire, if he wins and retires, hey, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'll trade that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He's not slowing down.
I think he really wants to just keep this going until he, like, legit can't walk. Until they shut him down and he can't even, like, you know, walk onto the field. I mean, he's trying to define the laws of pro sports longevity or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to play till I'm 50. Fuck it. You know, like, you don't need to be a kicker.
Yep.
So.
He's been playing so long when you think about it. Oh, my God. Like, 2001 he was playing.
Oh,
like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely all the records are going to be, like, impossible to the top.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. So.
But it ends on Sunday in the Arctic blast. Go.
Hope so.
All right, Jerry.
All right.
Adios.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.